Everybody get up, it's time to slam.
Oh, good morning, Newcastle, you big beautiful thing, you.
Good morning!
Just strap on.
We'll do it live!
I've been probed.
Just do it!
You'd be such a bad test case for the human race.
I'm no intelligent life power.
Time to get that fun feeling with Nick.
Hey, Riddlers.
Jess.
I could break you.
Ducko.
Strap yourselves in. You're in my town now, baby.
Nick, Jess and Ducko.
What time is it?
Celebrate.
I don't know what we do there. It's just Friday. Welcome to it.
I was grooving to the song too much.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you got that weekend vibe.
Got that weekend vibe. Good morning, team.
How are we?
Yeah, great.
Feeling very good. To be fair, a little rattled.
Okay.
If you follow me on Instagram, you may have seen recently I attempted a magic trick.
Mm. Yeah.
It's a viral magic trick where it allows you to float an apple.
Mm-hmm. Saw that.
Thank you very much.
You're heading into the magician world.
I am.
I'm not going to lie, I thought Gilly might go into that world out of any of us. But
you know, I'm partial to a magic trick.
Yeah,
when we did your old footy club's talent night.
Yes,
I opted for magic.
Yeah.
The City Blues.
Yeah.
I opted for magic. But yes, I wanted to try this trend and I put a magic trick up and basically you can float an apple just by sticking it on the end of a fork or a straw, holding it in your mouth and then angling the camera just so that it looks like it's floating when you take your hands away. But really, you're holding it with your mouth.
Don't reveal it.
Oh, no, sorry. Anyway, I've ruined the trick if you want to go look at it. But I sent it to a girlfriend of mine who has a 5-year-old daughter. And I love this little girl. And I was like, show Regan my magic trick. I want her to be blown away. I want to go up in her books a little bit more.
Yeah.
And she sent me a beautiful message back, Regan, being like, oh, Jess, you're so good. You're so clever. And I was like, oh, my day's made. And then my friend wrote back and said, look, to be honest, just before we filmed that video of Regan giving me the ups, she said, that is so old, Mum. I've seen it so many times before, but I don't want to hurt her feelings. So, okay, roll the camera and I'll just say some nice stuff. I'm like, oh, my God, what a little sassy minx.
Roll the camera.
Let's do this for the
special little girl, Jess. I've never felt so decrepit.
I'm like, she's so lame. Get in the bin, Jess. I'm trying to impress 5-year-olds. And she was like, oh, you're so late
We've
to this
been doing
trend.
That. Oh.
Literally.
No, you're outdated.
Regan, think I'm cool.
You're out.
How
you're
old
out of touch.
Is Regan?
She's fine.
That's pretty old for TikTok.
Okay. So, yeah, let alone 30.
Yeah, most people are quite young on TikTok, not five.
Not
old.
Five, yeah. I mean, she's at least still, in the, ether, whereas I'm just in the bin.
But she probably gets called a boomer on TikTok.
Probably.
There's nothing worse than that feeling when the kid outs you.
When you're purposefully trying to impress them.
Look at this, I'm so cool. No, you're not. I've seen it all before.
Oh,
no.
Anyway. See, my kids, who are only 1 year younger, but still, like, you could genuinely just have a coin and then just put it into your fist and they'll be like,
yes, think you're the coolest thing in the world.
Maybe do the trick on Nick's kids.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can you please show them the video and get their reaction?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah.
And don't tell me if they say anything before you start filming because it really just upset me.
Don't worry, Harriet will be very honest.
Okay.
Hey, massive show team, Joey Johns, he is joining us.
That's right. Oh. He wants to get us hydrated this afternoon.
Oh, yes.
Yes, he does. Case 4
Steel
till
City.
5.
Mm-hmm.
Cannot wait for that. Cannot wait to chat to him. Possibly drew a Call of Fame prize today. 2 nights at 27 Rose in a deluxe Vineyard Cottage. That's happening. Alpha Bucks, it's all happening. Do you, don't you? Gilly's going to get crucified.
Oh, goodness.
What?
You know what we're doing.
Do you, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's already been like, what is it? What did they used to do to the witches? Bound
Burnt
to the
stake.
You've already been bound, and now the Hit family's about to set the fire.
Oh, gosh.
Oh,
what a horrible way to go.
Jess and I have the matches, and they're behind us just yelling, let's do it.
Do it.
Yeah, see, that was a much better way to go for the witches, because if you really were a witch, you could get away, right?
Yes.
The other one was they just throw you off a cliff, and if you fly, then you're a witch. And
that's
if you don't, then they're like, oh, we're sorry.
But you've now been thrown off a cliff.
Oh, they did.
My goodness.
It's tough being a witch back in the day.
Oh,
we're so much more gentle to our witches now.
Imagine if I did my video back then.
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
You know, with my floating apple.
Geez, you'd be gone already.
All the sassy 5-year-olds would be like, get in the bin, you suck.
Yeah, these days, witches have like TikTok accounts.
That's right.
Okay.
Witch talk is a thing.